Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back at it on the Fan. Overtime. Nick Pedone in for Jake Volnick. Anthony Allant pulling the double duty. 2020s and hanging out with me in studio. Michael Bohm, Mr. Bohmbastic behind the glass, jamming out to that that Waka Flocka with us, Bohm. I appreciate that. Bohm is also giving a ring to former Browns Pro Bowl linebacker Joe Schobert, who will be joining the program here shortly. What a Wednesday we're having here, Anthony, on the Fan.
You said earlier that you were locked in a room with me for 4 hours last Wednesday. Is that how it feels to be with me?
That's been the last two Wednesdays of my life.
Locked in a room, though?
Locked in the room. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much how this works, right? They throw us in. They lock us in here, and they say, hey, figure it out. Like, prior to doing this show with you, you know, the first time that we did it three Wednesdays ago, we only had met each other maybe three or four other times.
And yeah, I feel like the show a little bit.
Yeah. We are hitting our stride. Well, it is time for us to hit our stride out on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You remember him, Pro Bowl linebacker for your Cleveland Browns, Joe Schobert, joining us on Overtime. Joe, what's going on? You miss us here in Cleveland?
How's it going? Yeah, I mean, I'm out in Colorado and I enjoy the mountains, but I miss playing football in Cleveland, that's for sure.
Well, we miss you. We haven't had a middle linebacker in some time. Hopefully found one here in the second round. The Cleveland Browns drafted Carson Schwesinger, who honestly reminds a lot of fans of you, Joe, in the way that you played the linebacker position. Did you see that selection? What'd you make out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I've followed a little bit. He's a Big Ten linebacker now, but I can't claim to I watched UCLA too closely, only when they played some other teams in primetime. But if he can follow my footsteps and be a good middle linebacker for the Browns, you know, never say you can't do anything before they show you what they can do on the field. So hopefully it pans out for him.
Joe, you said you lived out in Colorado. I'm going to have to ask this. Did you go to any Buffalo's games, and did you watch Shedeur Sanders?
I didn't go to any, but I watched them on TV because they're always on TV out here. And they're a pretty entertaining team to watch. You never know what was going to happen when they took the field.
You know, early in your career, Joe, you kind of went through the Rolodex of quarterbacks during your time in Cleveland. Obviously, we're still kind of going through some of that. Some fans hoping that Shedeur Sanders could be the stop to it. What do you make of this four-man quarterback race that the Cleveland Browns have going on right now?
Yeah, I think having four quarterbacks getting reps and getting eyes on them is probably a really good thing for the team, as long as everybody gets like their fair share of reps and learning in the classroom and on the field. You'll be able to evaluate four guys at once. And I mean, you know, you got a couple of veteran guys who are serviceable players for sure. And if they can take the next step and become a regular starter, like, that's a good thing. And then you got two young guys who you never know when you're drafting quarterbacks out of college, like Shadur falling in the fifth round, got a lot of talent. If you can put things together on the field and in the classroom, and he could potentially be a star player. Same with Gabriel. Like, you don't know what you got with rookies until you see them out on the field and making plays in preseason. Some guys are really good in practice and don't do well in preseason games, and some guys just step up when the lights shine the brightest. So it'll be interesting to see how they manage the reps coming up in fall camp and in the preseason, and who kind of steps up and performs.
Joe, the Browns are going into year three on the defensive side under Jim Schwartz. They were really, really good stat-wise last year. Can you talk about having that same sort of continuity, how that helps some of these younger guys coming in, and do you think that defensive success can be repeated in 2025?
Yeah, I think having continuity is huge in terms of just learning the defense. When you got guys coming back who've been in the defense before, you don't have to just start from scratch with everybody. And then those guys have a good understanding of their role and what their job is in the defense, and they can help bring the younger guys along so much faster than when everybody's learning everything at the same time if you get a new staff coming in. So, I mean, I met Jim Schwartz a couple times and got to talk to him. I love him as an analyst for a couple teams I was on, and I just got to meet him at some events in the off season and things. And he's a great, he's a guy I thought was a really good coach, and I'm excited that he's in Cleveland, like, turning things around. We got an anchor of a defense like Miles. Like, you know, you're always going to have a lot of offensive focus right there, and the rest of the defense can fill in the slack. You have a recipe for danger, a dangerous defense.
Well, Miles is another guy that I have to imagine you know pretty well. He's been the subject of plenty of headlines here in Cleveland, Joe, from the trade request around the Super Bowl, then the extension that came after that, and now today was named the number one edge by his peers in all of the National Football League. Playing with a Miles Garrett, what does that do for you guys and the rest of the defense?
Yeah, I mean, Miles is one of one. There's nobody else in the league, 6'4", 6'5", 275 pounds with 8% body fat, who's got first step quickness of a sprinter running 100-meter dash. Like, that guy's just a special breed, and it takes a lot for an offensive lineman to be able to block him without any help. So that just helps as a defensive scheme. You know, offenses are going to be focusing on chipping him or taking two guys to him, putting a tight end on his side, because if they don't, he's going to make them pay for it. And then you can kind of scheme out for other people to take advantage of the weaknesses that are left behind by the attention that's going his way. And he, I mean, he's such a special athlete that sometimes he wins those two-on-one battles. So just having him as a linchpin of your defense is something that I don't think, hopefully, Cleveland fans don't take for granted, because he's, like I said, he's the only one of him in the league. So I've been around, I was on a couple of different teams that played with a lot of really good players, but the only guy who ever I thought came close to what I always saw with Miles was Von Miller when he was a little bit younger and had his first step quickness. He's just a special, different cat.
So real quick, you would agree Miles at the moment over TJ Watt?
You know, I put them on a level par. Honestly, I played with both of them. I played with TJ at Wisconsin. Like, Miles is a much more explosive and better athlete than TJ. And TJ just makes all the football plays that come his way. It's just like the football is just attracted to him. But they're, like, in terms of their impact on the game, I feel like they're very, very similar. And in my personal opinion, it's 1A, 1B. I don't care who you have in front. Like, there's not a lot separating them in terms of their impact on the field. And they're both once-in-a-generation players. They're just different, completely different kind of players.
Really good insight from former Cleveland Browns Pro Bowl linebacker Joe Schobert, kind enough to take a couple moments out of his Wednesday evening to join us on Overtime, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joe, you had an interception against the Jets in Baker Mayfield's debut on Thursday Night Football. Obviously, that night ended a really painful streak for Browns fans of losing games. What do you remember most from that Thursday night?
I mean, they opened the Bud Light fridges, right? I remember that was when – was Baker start that game, or did he come in that game?
He came in that game.
Yeah, that was when Tyrod Taylor started, and then they subbed Baker in. I think we ran Didn't we run like the Cleveland special, like after the Philly special, I think, for a 2-point conversion that game too or something?
Yeah, there's that photo of Baker kind of celebrating in the end zone after a touchdown reception. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, a night game. Was it Thursday night? It was just, the stadium was electric. It was week 3 or 4. It was the first win after quite a lot, like 18 losses in a row. It was just phenomenal, just being in that environment, actually putting in the work and seeing it pay off with a result, with a win on the field. It was a huge, and obviously 1-31 the 2 years before that are atrocious, but that kind of kickstarted a return to relevancy for the Browns and kind of led the Browns back onto success, ultimately getting to the playoffs in 2020, I think.
Yeah, I have to ask, obviously you were on the other side of the ball, you know, during that time. What was it like playing with Baker Mayfield?
I mean, Baker's just you'd love to have him on your team. He's a fiery, passionate guy. He's a gunslinger. He makes the throws. And I think you've seen now, like with him in Tampa, he's the same guy that he was in Cleveland. It's just different environment, different guys around him. But he was just somebody that you knew was always going to be a competitor. He's going to stick with it no matter what. And if you throw 4 interceptions, it wasn't going to affect his confidence. He's going to come back and throw 4 touchdowns, you know. So he's a guy you love to have on your team. Obviously, he's a rookie. He had to go through some learning pains of the NFL and the speed of the game and how to read defenses and things. But he's a guy that I loved playing with. So the ball, and some of the best battles are me standing in the middle of the field in training camp looking across, and offense is trying to scheme us. We're trying to scheme them and just going back and forth.
Joe, we talked about Carson Schwechter earlier, and he was basically drafted to hopefully one day be that Mike linebacker guy replacing JOK. So what does he need to do to take over that spot? And for a rookie, what's it like to put that guy in that sort of role?
Yeah, I mean, as a linebacker coming in, you obviously, if you're good enough and you can pick it up and you're smart enough right away, you can play on defense your first year. But a lot of times it's just getting in on special teams, getting in on situationally on defense and just learning the speed of the game, learning how strong and fast guys are and what you have to do so you're not running around like a chicken with its head cut off out there. And then as you learn the scheme and you get comfortable with the reps that you're getting, you can start settling into your position, making calls, understanding your role good enough that as a middle linebacker, you have to understand your role good enough that you can start talking to the defensive line and the safeties and the corners and the nickels before the snap and make sure that they know what they're doing and then get back to your job. So it's a little bit of a learning curve, but some guys, you know, they can jump in and they can do it right away. Some guys are just athletic freaks, like, you know, like JOK, and you just get them out on the field and they track the ball wherever it goes. But I think ultimately for a Mike linebacker, you really want a guy who's going to come in, learn the defense, be able to get comfortable in his role, and then he can start communicating with the rest of the defense to make sure everybody's on the same page, everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And sometimes I think usually it'll take like a year to settle into being able to do that well. I mean, obviously some guys get thrown on the field faster than that, but hopefully he can get some reps in, get some exposure, learn the game, and then just take off from there.
Joe Schobert is our guest. Joe, you know we're so starved for a winner here in Cleveland. We've been through so much losing. What do you make out of the Browns coming into this year with the 4 quarterbacks and the defense should be better? I think Vegas only has that win total at like 4.5 games, though. What do you make out of how our Cleveland Browns are going to do this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's always so tough to tell preseason and before training camp how things are going to shake out, just because teams need to gel. Teams need to go through training camp. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be people falling off. Who can stay healthy and who's going to have a rough year just because of the injuries that have taken a toll. But I think just with Stefanski and a little bit of continuity on defense, like the Browns have their schematics in place, and they've been to the playoffs with this coaching staff, largely the same coaching staff. So it's like they got all the stuff that's in place. It's just if everybody can stay healthy, if everybody's worked hard in this offseason, goes into training camp and is all in the same mindset, same path, pulling in the same direction, I think, you know, they're definitely going to win more than 4.5 games if that happens. If one of the quarterbacks steps up and becomes like just a reliable starting quarterback, you're going to be 8-8. You're going to be, or whatever, 9-7 now with the 9-8 with the 17 games. And if one of the quarterbacks just takes off and is plays at a Pro Bowl level. Like, you never know where he can go from there. So I think it's just hard to predict, but they got all the pieces and they got the coaching staff and the continuity. There should be no reason that they shouldn't be successful.
Coach Schwartz talked about Miles potentially having his best season of his career, already voted the best defensive end in the league two straight years. What else does he need to do in order to up his game even further?
Yeah, I mean, speaking as somebody who played with a young Miles and now just watches him on TV, he's just got to continue always just to be hungry, to get after the ball. Like, other teams are going to double team him. Other teams are going to triple team him at times. You can't let that get into your head. You got to just keep rushing relentlessly every time, every snap, and then you're going to win some of those double and triple teams. And then God help the teams when they have to go one-on-one with him, because he's going to make them pay. So I think just being the consistent, relentless pressure that he can do. I mean, be smart. I'd love to see Miles play 5-6 snaps in a row, 100 miles an hour, and then take 3 snaps off, take himself out, and then come back and, you know, just be always on the field, giving 100%, and just getting after it. Because when he's healthy and when he's going 100 miles an hour, like, nobody can stop him. So that's the only thing. Because when he's on, you know.
That is former Cleveland Browns linebacker Joe Schobert on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joe, appreciate you joining us here on Overtime. It's been a blast. We miss you. Don't be a stranger, right? They do this thing before games now, the dog pound captain, where they bring you out and there's a bunch of music and smash a guitar. We need Joe Schobert smashing a guitar in front of the dog pound before a game this year, all right?
Yeah, tell him to hit me up. I'll be out there.
I love it. Joe Schobert, thanks so much.
Yep, have a good one.
All righty, straight ahead, we will react to what Joe Schobert said. A lot of fun, a lot of insight on one Myles Garrett, who was ranked the number one edge in the National Football League. What are your expectations for Miles in 2025? 216-474-0092. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant in for Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
That was really good.
It's Nick.
Sorry, I was jamming out to the rejoin.
Yeah. You're running with Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant here on The Fan, in for Jake Volnick, who's at Cedar Point. Anthony, Cedar Point guy, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't been there in a long time. Love roller coasters. I'm a thrill seeker, Nick.
I like that. I am too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a lot of people, though, out there that are adamantly anti-roller coaster. And it's like, really? Here, like living in Northeast Ohio, I don't know. Maybe we want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. If you're anti-roller coaster, why? Just kidding. Really good stuff from Joe Schobert. Like we're talking about. Go check that out. Free Odyssey app. Hit the rewind function. A lot of good stuff from him on Myles Garrett, who was ranked the number one edge in football. Found it fascinating that he said that if he were, he would like to see Miles play 110% for six straight plays and then take three plays off. I feel like that's kind of what Jim Schwartz does with Miles. And I feel like when things aren't going great for the Browns, you hear fans complain about that. Like Browns fans will say, well, where's Myles Garrett? You know, why is he not on the field? Like, dude, he's catching a breather. You know, he's that size moving that fast. Like, human nature didn't intend man to be that size and to move that fast. So the fact that he does it is exerting on his body, and he needs a little bit of a break. Found it interesting that Schobert said that that's actually a good thing for Miles and the longevity of his career, and that really for the Browns and Miles to take that next step in their careers respectively together, it's Miles just staying that active and getting after the quarterback and causing game-changing plays.
Miles is always one of the most fascinating things to watch about a Browns game, especially given how unsuccessful the offense has been recently.
Yeah.
But given all this offseason chatter from Jim Schwartz, from other guys in the organization about Miles needs to take that step up and, you know, not only be the leader, but he needs to have his best season yet. Well, like you mentioned, by a jury of his peers, he has been voted the best defensive end in football for two straight seasons. I wrote down, he's a tank. He's Teflon. He's incredible. I would love to see what that next step is. And I think one of the biggest storylines, especially if the season goes south, like a lot of us think that it might, is watching Myles Garrett go through those things. And the issue would be if he goes 110% on six and then takes three off, is that can the rest of the defense step up and make sure that the opposing offense doesn't just absolutely run through them.
Isn't it scary to think about, by the way, that we're even having this conversation about Miles taking another step in his game? And obviously, on the Sunday show with myself and Daryl Ryder, we've you know, vocalized much about Miles taking the next step, and a big part of that coming from leadership. You know, you would like to see Miles be more of a leader and an active participant. Here's my thing with Miles taking that next step, though, is like, what more can one man do? Like, to me, Miles taking that next step has to be helping along Mason Graham in the interior, yep. Has to be helping even the coaching staff find, could Alex Wright be the answer to the Obo Okoronkwo release, and who's going to be opposite Miles? Like, that's kind of where I'm at with Myles Garrett, because I know any given Sunday, when I sit down to watch a Browns game, he's going to be a factor. Whether he shows up in the stat sheet or not, like there are games where teams will do a phenomenal job double teaming him, and then you get the people on social media that are upset because he didn't have his sack. But like, you know, Miles is having a big impact every time that he steps on the field. Now I almost want his greatness to exude onto other players, especially on that defensive line. Like, if Miles could bring out the best in Mason Graham, things start feeling a whole lot better, because that's the dude that you traded out of the number two overall pick. You get him at number five. There, you know, are some concerns just of the smaller stature, size, and can he be an every down defensive tackle in the National Football League? Like, if Miles could brush some greatness onto Mason Graham, that's a win in my book. If he could help identify if it's Alex Wright, if it's Isaiah McGuire, one of these other guys on the other defensive end, that's another huge help. Like, that's where I'm ready for Miles to go in his development, is really helping along the next generation and the next wave of guys. Because now that Miles has gotten his money, that's a big time contract. And smart roster building would tell me, as somebody that's been in the lab on NCAA and Madden these last couple of nights, smart roster building tells me that they might have to really rely on young players with Miles on that defensive front for years to come.
Well, that's what is going to make this contract, if it is going to be made a success, that's what's going to be make it a success. Is you know that Miles is going to take up two to three guys on the offensive end. In that article about him being the number one guy, an opposing offensive coordinator said, yeah, you every single play are thinking about where Myles Garrett is. What is he doing? Who's he going up against? So that you're not leaving him one-on-one because he's going to beat any offensive tackle in the league one-on-one. So it's whether or not those other guys step up and go through the holes that Myles Garrett creates, take the opportunities that Myles Garrett eats up, and yeah, maybe he's not going to lead the league in sacks, even though because he's as good as he is, he probably is going to be up there, but having him take up all the space, God, I couldn't think of a better player if I'm a young person like Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright, Mason Graham, Carson Schwessinger to play alongside, because there's so many opportunities for me to showcase what I am and what I'm able to do.
Yeah, you would think this is a dream scenario. You know, I got a guy right next to me in Myles Garrett that's going to get double teamed at least 70% of the snaps that were out there together. So that gives me 70% of my 100% of snaps that I take in a given NFL game, where my guy is going to be focused on that freaking nature next to me. That means I got to get to the quarterback. And I hope that, you know, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but all you really can do is hope that in meetings and in their film sessions and studies that Miles is pointing those type of things out, even in practice. You know, when I get a chip here, when they double me this way, Mason, you've got to be right through this gap, or you've got to be here so you could get after the quarterback, so you could, you know, fill my shoes when I'm tied up, getting held like he does almost every single snap on the any given game. I find it funny that he is still the third best odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, both in front of Myles Garrett.
I didn't see that.
Aiden Hutchinson coming back from a pretty significant injury too, by the way.
I think part of that too is you think that the Lions are going to be good again. Like, that's the big holdup with Myles Garrett is, can you give Defensive Player of the Year to a guy on a 3-win team? Or this year, you know, the over-under is 4.5, 5. Can you give the Defensive Player of the Year award to somebody on a terrible team like that, who's closer to the top of the draft board than the playoffs?
Right. 216-474-0092. We want to hear from you guys. Let's go out to LaVon in Cleveland. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, LaVon? How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm trying to get to the root of the problem. Y'all talking about Myles Garrett. I'm glad we got Myles Garrett signed. You know, the real root of the problem is Kevin and Deshaun Watson. Kevin, I say, because when Kevin came here, he had a dream team. He had Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. He had Jarvis Landry. He had Odell Beckham. And out of all these players, we got Myles Garrett left. And he chased everybody. Kevin is not a good coach, bro. Because when it comes down to it, he cannot coach. He got out-coached by the Kansas City coach.
In Kevin's defense, Kansas City coach Andy Reid, when he's done coaching, he's going to get fitted for a pretty large gold jacket. Also, Kevin's won two Coach of the Years here in Cleveland. Sure, he couldn't make it work with Deshaun Watson, but how many quarterbacks have we seen him have success with? Like, he was winning games with P.J. Walker.
How long are we going to keep Kevin? Kevin been here and he haven't done nothing. Coach of the Year, we trying to get Super Bowls. We ain't trying to get no Coach of the Year, bro. Come on now, bro.
He has two of those.
Everybody. If you get Kevin on the show, can he beat everybody in our division twice? Can he say, yeah, we're going to beat them twice? He can't even beat everybody in our division twice, bro. Come on now, bro. Get out of here with that, bro. He ain't no good coach, bro.
All right.
You spend money on a quarterback. Let's spend money on a good coach, bro. Come on now, bro. Get out of here with that. He ain't a good coach, bro. Bye.
LaVon in Cleveland dropping the mic. They're on the Fan. 216-474-0092. Listen, there are... gripes to be had with Kevin Stefanski. I think, you know, despite the fact that Jimmy Haslam this offseason put his hand up and took the blame for the Deshaun Watson swing and a miss and how bad that trade was, make no bones about it. Regardless of where that decision came from, that decision was a byproduct of Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield not being able to make it work. And the fact that Baker Mayfield is a franchise quarterback elsewhere and the Browns are still searching for one, that's an onus on the entire organization. That's Andrew Berry has a part of that. Kevin Stefanski has a part of that. Jimmy Haslam has a part. Like, that's on everybody. But I can't sit here in good faith and call Kevin Stefanski a bad coach and say that all the blame belongs to him right now in July. Like, right now in July, I'm looking at a team that has some pretty significant questions on the offensive line. Is DeJuan Jones my left tackle? Can Jack Conklin stand up straight for 17 games on the right side of the line? I'm looking at two rookie running backs. I'm looking at Jerry Jeudy and a lot else in that receiving room. Could we address the elephant in the room here? Four different quarterbacks, and I don't know which one of them is going to be the week one starter. Like, does Kevin Stefanski have his flaws? Yes. Have there been fourth downs where I want to throw my remote through my TV screen? Absolutely. Happens almost every week. Was there a time last year where Kevin Stefanski and Deshaun Watson had back-to-back delay of games, even coming out of a timeout? That did happen. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think Kevin can take all of the blame for this, because we have seen Kevin be a really good coach in the National Football League. Like, I can't ignore the fact that I saw that guy go out there and win games with Jacoby Brissett, PJ Walker, and unfortunately for Browns fans and unfortunately for me, who has to sit here and talk to you guys about it, the only guy that he couldn't make it work with was Deshaun Watson, who they accidentally played $230 million fully guaranteed. Well, guys, it is time to keep the Browns conversation alive. It was a good Stefanski rant out of LeVon in Cleveland. Expectations for the Browns defense in 2025. That's something Stefanski doesn't have his hand in. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant with you till 11 right here on The Fan. Phones have been passionate tonight. Feel like we had a really passionate guards call followed up by a Kevin Stefanski is the problem with the entire organization call, which honestly was one of the most fun calls that I've had since I've been here.
Anytime you can get some passion out of fans on July 9th at 8 o'clock, that's when you know you're doing something.
Especially about, like, Kevin Stefanski, right? Like, I know a lot of Kevin Stefanski haters, personally, professionally, people on the Twitter streets. But the thing about them is, like, right now is kind of when they're in hiding. You know, right now is like their hibernation. They're resting up. They're storing the fat, ready to go for late August so they could come out in their droves and complain the first drive that doesn't result in points, that they could wave their fingers and yell to fire Kevin Stefanski. Like, those people are coming. You know, most of them are in hibernation right now. So it is awesome to get that kind of fire at 8 o'clock on July 9th about the Cleveland Browns head coach. 216-474-0092. We want to hear from you guys talking expectations for the Browns defense in 2025. Look, I think this defense should actually be pretty good. You know, last year I thought that they were pretty good as well. I know they had taken a step back from what they were the year prior, but I think a big reason as to why they took that step back was because the offense was just that bad. Like, you can't go through games where the offense is just doing nothing and the defense is trying to keep you in it. At some point, the guys are just going to get gassed. Like, guys on the field are just going to start to give. That's human nature. And that's when you see those gash plays happen. And did the secondary regress? Absolutely it did. And there were miscommunications from week one all the way through week 17. But I'm expecting this Browns defense to be really good in 2025. It should definitely be the bright spot of this team again, because you look at the defensive line, right? And I get that they cut Obo Okoronkwo, but you got Myles Garrett. All the drama's in the rear view from the trade deadline, you know, from the trade request to the extension, All that's done. We could finally get back to ball with him, and that's what he's really good at, and that's when he's at his best, is when Myles Garrett's on the football field and in the four lines of the gridiron causing havoc. Mason Graham, number five overall pick, usually number five overall picks in the NFL draft, are thought to be instant contributors. Yeah, you need Mason Graham to be really good at defensive tackle from day one. Next to him, come on, a Buckeye. Let's go. Let's have a good breakout season for Mike Hall. Obviously, first year was a little bit shaky because you didn't see him till midway through because of the suspension. I need him to be good. Opposite, Isaiah McGuire. Come on, Alex Wright. One of these guys has to step up. Linebacking group without JOK, it at least is a room that has a lot of resources spent into it. It's another second-round pick spent on Carson Schlesinger, and I get, as a rookie, there might be some learning curve and some bumps along the way, but that's why you brought back Jordan Hicks. That's why you've got Jerome Baker, and all the dudes in the secondary are exactly the same. So this defense really doesn't have many excuses as we sit here in July to be anything but really good. Because they're a talented group that's paid very well, and the guys that aren't paid very well were very high draft picks and are going to be paid very well as long as they could contribute. So this defense shouldn't be bad, and if anything, it should be a step up from what it was last year.
Yeah, the issue is a lot of them are young, as you mentioned, in some pretty key spots, and a lot of them are unproven. You have the guys that you know in Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, and after that, I think it does take a dive in either in talent or just in how much you trust these guys, because it is a roster in transition. And the afternoon show compared it to what we look at with the Guardians bullpen last year was they were so good last year. They were the number one bullpen in baseball. You're really not going to repeat that. And the Browns defense was fantastic last year. It was overlooked because there was so much hot air talked about with Deshaun Watson and the quarterbacks thing and, you know, not being able to score over 20 points and all this different stuff that we had to go through with the offense. What was missed was how talented the defense was. And as you mentioned, they just got worn out throughout. But I want to go back to something that you mentioned about Miles. Do you really think that this season right now, the drama is gone and it's just down to football?
I wonder, you know, I do. I would say yes. As somebody that hasn't been in the building yet, I will, you know, get the opportunity to go out to a couple training camp practices and see for myself. From an outsider's view right now, I'll say, yeah, I think the drama is gone. I think he had to give in and sign the extension. Now, listen, at his core, is this a situation, a scenario where Myles Garrett's really happy? I'm not so sure about that. He can't undo what he said is the thing.
Yeah. I don't know about inside the building because I'm not in the building. I can't access these guys and ask them about that. And I think even if you ask them in press conferences, they're not going to give you a straight answer. But I get with the fans, like if you were to put on your Nick Pedone radio hat or Nick Pedone media member hat, like it's gone for you.
216-474-0092. I guess we could open up to the fans. Do you guys feel differently about Myles Garrett? Have you moved on from the trade request and the radio row and all of the drama that ensued with that? Anthony, I think the thing is, for the fans that might still have it lingering, because again, you can't undo what Myles Garrett said. Like, he dragged the entire organization. And it's not like it was in one interview. He went on every single network, literally leading up to hours before the Super Bowl, on the same channel as the Super Bowl, dragging the Browns, trying his hardest to escape Cleveland. And then they kind of bought his loyalty, you know, to the tune of 40.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some million dollars annually. For the Browns fans that are out there, though, that have their questions about Myles Garrett and have some mixed feelings about him, I think those mixed feelings will subside Week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, when you see Myles Garrett put Joe Burrow in the dirt the same way that he's done throughout Burrow's entire career.
He better come out week one and have a damn good game. And obviously, history has told me that he probably is going to, so I have no fear that that's going to happen. But I do think there is a little bit of, when you see those videos from training camp, when you see him in preseason, there is going to be a little bit for you in the back of your head, like, he dogged this organization hard, and the organization really didn't do anything except for pay him the money that he deserved to help change all of the situations that he laid out as to why the team is in such a bad spot.
It's a good point. I've never thought about it that way. The organization really did just lay down and take it. I mean, they kind of had to, right? Because this is Myles Garrett that we're talking about here. This isn't some, you know, third round rookie or some journeyman defensive player that you could sign to a 1 or 2 year deal. This is Myles Garrett. This is a franchise pillar who dragged you, and really your only option was throw a ton of money at the problem and hope that it went away. And for now, the problem did go away. Myles is very quiet. We're not hearing about him as much, He seems to be all the way bought back in. The for now is what's interesting, right? Like, if things start going astray, does he pull the, you know, clutch sports guy? We're going to talk about LeBron a bit later in the show. Like, does he start getting vocal when the going gets rough? Because we know that the going is going to get rough. It's part of being a Browns fan. You know, I've been strapped into that for almost 30 years on this planet. Like, I know that the going's going to get tough at some point, and I need Myles Garrett to be along with me for the ride. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to AJ in Cleveland. You're up next on The Fan. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, fellas. Great show tonight.
AJ, appreciate it. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. A lifelong Browns fan. I just wanted to say, some worries I have about the Browns, that no one ever mentions that Jim Schwartz. I mean, he's kind of got a free pass since the first year he came in, and it was lights. Our defense was lights out, but last year was terrible, and I thought he did a really bad job in the playoff game we had with Houston. That they never, you know, our defensive players. Our front four never got to C.J. Stroud, and he didn't make any adjustments in the second half, and I was really disappointed about that. And just, you know, what, I mean, last year I think we had, what, 3 interceptions all year? I think he doesn't blitz enough for my taste. And sometimes Miles in the front four can't do the job. They can't get to the, you know, they got to get blocking there. They're getting double teamed. And I just would like to see more adjustments out of him. And then the takeaways and just so many things. And as far as Kevin Stefanski, I think he's a really good offensive coordinator, but I kind of agree with that one guy. I think that Kevin, as far as head coaching, I mean, I think he should be responsible also for the defense, how the defense works. And, you know, don't just my opinions, you know.
All right, AJ, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you listening.
Good opinions.
Yeah, good opinions.
They're just wrong.
Here's the thing, right? Like, Brown's defense was ranked 13th in the NFL last year. Like, that's an all right defense. Like, I'm not going to say that that's a great defense. That's also not a really bad defense. And then he mentioned, you know, Jim Schwartz and that he didn't like what he did in the playoff game against the Houston Texans. And that's kind of where he really lost me because, Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Jim Schwartz threw back-to-back pick sixes in the playoffs against the Houston Texans, did he?
I believe that was Joe Flacco. Could start week one this season for you.
That was Joe Flacco. I knew it wasn't Jim Schwartz. So that's the thing, right? Like, I can't sit here in good faith in July and put all my blame and, you know, all the grind axes with Kevin Stefanski and Jim Schwartz just because these guys aren't on the field. And listen, I get it. It's their job to put the players on the field in the best position to win football games. And candidly, that hasn't happened. And fans are clearly upset, as we're hearing on the phone tonight. But at the end of the day, everybody needs to exhale a little bit. Last year was really bad. And the defense looked bad at times last year because of how bad the offense was. I do think there's something to be said about the 2025 Cleveland Browns that coming into this season, there might just be a little bit of addition by subtraction. The fact that anybody not named Deshaun Watson is going to start week one, that's a win. I know we sit here in these slow summer months and we debate all day and all night about who's going to start September 7th down at Huntington Bank Field against the Cincinnati Bengals. But I think the one thing that we can all agree on is that any of the four options that the Browns have, probably a lot better of an option than what Deshaun Watson was last year. So I do really think that anybody outside of Deshaun is going to give the Browns a better chance to win, and it's going to just naturally make the defense look better because you just got to move the ball a little bit. Like, you guys remember how many times after Browns games last year, we sat here and complained and moaned about their inability to score 20 points, their inability to get 200 passing yards. Like, the defense was on the field so long that by the end of the game, they were just absolutely gassed. I don't mean to constantly be carrying water for the organization here. I just think that it's a little bit unfair to throw stones based off of what you saw last year for the defense.
Yeah, any quarterback's better than Deshaun Watson, but it's not any quarterback that I'm sure Myles Garrett was complaining and openly telling the Browns to get while he was holding the organization hostage.
Well, the phones this evening, Anthony Alant, have been telling the Cleveland Browns to get a grip. We've had a couple Kevin Stefanski anti-calls. We've had an anti-Jim Schwartz call. It's time for us to get a grip. Straight ahead right here, it's Nick Pedone and Anthony Alant, Overtime on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.